Welcome to edition number four of Thursday Thunder. Is travel at least as important as formal education in raising well-rounded young adults? Is travel a requirement for a fulfilled life? I just spent almost a week in Marrakesh, Morocco with my family. There were cracks in the shells of my kids that remind me that there is nothing like the education of travel. I could talk, lecture, read, study, and even convince and coerce, but nothing is like the experience of travel. Like learning a language or a musical instrument, the earlier you learn, the deeper it sinks in. The easier it is to grow, and the more it just becomes a part of who you are, rather than just something you do or have studied. A few questions and comments from my kids off the top of my head from the past week. What's Arabic and what's Muslim? Do they speak Arabic here? Do they speak the same language in other North African countries? So if 1 euro is worth 10 dirham, does that mean the euro is 10 times stronger? Didn't you say that money in Vietnam was like thousands to $1? And another one. When the horse trainer cowboy only spoke French and my two boys were going to be with him for an hour, it suddenly seemed a little more practical to my 13-year-old to pay attention in French class. Another one. That man is selling plastic combs, and that's it. From a crate on the street. Is that his job? Another one. Are there any rules of the road here? That girl doesn't have a helmet on. Each question or comment was worth hours of discussion, or at least a few more comments. But probably none of them would have even crossed their minds without having experienced it themselves. Sure, an inquisitive mind can find knowledge from every and any source, but travel is the inverse of formal learning in the eyes of teenagers. It's difficult to avoid learning. Perhaps I'm to the point where I give more consideration to how much a person has traveled than how much he or she has studied or worked or earned money or whatever else it is that people measure other people by. A quote from Immanuel Kant says, "It is beyond a doubt that all our knowledge begins with experience." I don't know the details of it, but the Australians are famous for their gap year, in which they usually travel abroad for the entire year between high school and university. Although some of them choose to lie on a beach in Phuket, most of them combine the laid-back life with volunteer work or an internship or some other means of giving back to the world. What is it about travel that you can't get from books or studies or even other people? I think, if I had to bring it down to a single word, it's perspective. In my make-believe world, every citizen would be required to travel abroad for a year. They'd have a budget and requirements, but it wouldn't be ridiculously strict or anything. Just enough to make sure they didn't hang out at the pool to Hilton to sip margaritas. At least, not the entire time. The goal is education and information and knowledge and experience. But without the experience, are the others possible? Perhaps possible, but maybe not probable. Kids have to go to school. What if kids had to travel? Thanks for listening to episode 4 of Thursday Thunder. See you next week.